Luke chapter 7. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard about Jesus, he sent to him the elders of the Jews, asking him to please come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him immediately, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this, for he loves our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I am not worthy for you to enter under my roof. So I also didn't think myself worthy to come to you. But say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he was surprised at him, and turned around and said to the people that followed him, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, no, not in Israel. And those who were sent, returning to the house, found the servant well that had been sick. And the next day he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and many people. Now when he came near the gate of the city, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and many people of the city were with her. And when the Lord saw her, he took pity on her and said to her, Don't cry. And he came and touched the bier, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say to you, get up. And he that was dead sat up and began to talk, and he gave him to his mother. And fear came on all, and they glorified God, saying, A great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people. And this rumor of him went throughout all Judea and throughout all the region around there. And the disciples of John showed him all these things. And John, calling to himself two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Are you he that was supposed to come, or should we look for someone else? When the men had come to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, Are you the he that was supposed to come, or should we look for someone else? And in that same hour he cured many from their sicknesses and diseases, and from evil spirits, and to many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answered them, Go your way, and tell John the things that you've seen and heard. How the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he, whoever shall not be offended in me. And when the messengers of John had departed, he began to speak to the people concerning John, What did you go out into the wilderness to see? Some bamboo shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft clothing? See, those who are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and much more than a prophet. This is he about whom it is written, See, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. For I say to you, among those that have been born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him, and the tax collectors, justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, not being baptized by him. And the Lord said, To what then shall I liken the men of this generation, and to what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to each other and saying, We have piped to you, and you have not danced. We have mourned to you, and you haven't cried. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, He has a devil. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, See, a glutton and a wino, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by all her children. And one of the Pharisees desired him to eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And see, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat to eat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him crying, and began to wash his feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said inside himself, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what kind of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he said, Master, go ahead. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose he to whom he forgave most. And he said to him, You have rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered into your house, and you didn't give me any water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hasn't stopped kissing my feet. You didn't anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. So I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little has been forgiven, the same loves little. And he said to her, Your sins are forgiven. And those who sat to eat with him began to say inside themselves, Who is this that forgives sins also? And he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace.